I spent last night for 4 hours going in a whirlwind to three different homes with a bunch of middle schoolers, like 20 of us, eating appetizers, doing a white elephant gift exchange, eating a main dish, eating. And I get to do it again next Saturday. And it's the best. I think this month is like one of the most fun and exhausting months of the whole year. But it's important, I think, and such a gift to me to be with you on Sunday mornings and allow ourselves a moment to breathe. Allow ourselves a moment to remember that this is indeed a season of waiting. And even as I tell you that, our series is about what can't wait. And last week, Stephen shared about how hope can't wait. There are some things I'm just not okay with waiting for. Hope is one of them. For myself, I don't want to wait for hope. I want to have hope right now. For all of you, with all of you, I want to have hope right now, as best we can, in the midst of everything else that's going on. And this Sunday is our Sunday where we talk about peace, and that peace just can't wait. Right? Does anyone want to wait around for peace? Like, it's okay if peace doesn't come immediately. I don't want it right now. I don't need it. I'm fine. Anybody? No, we don't want to wait for peace. I've never met a person who wants to wait for peace. I mean, if you're here, come see me following. In this season, I'm reminded of this incredible opportunity that I had about 5 years ago. To travel to Israel and Palestine and be with peacemakers. It's one thing to talk about peace as, for me, as a mid-30s white woman who's relatively privileged and lives in Bend, Oregon. It's another thing to sit down with Israelis and Palestinians who are all Christians, Muslims, Jews, who live in a place of incredible tension and are working for peace. A place that its whole history is rooted in a longing for peace that often doesn't come. I was there with a group meeting these peacemakers. These are folks who are just trying to figure out, how do we help people see each other? How do we help people who are so vastly different in some ways? Who the headlines and the propaganda on both sides say, the other one is your enemy, the other one is your enemy, they're bad. How do we help them meet as human beings who have so much more in common? So I was there for about 2 weeks with a group, and then once you're over there, my sense is like you should just stay as long as you can because you've paid for the flight, right? So I stayed on for a few days by myself, which mortified my mother. But I like adventure, and I like meeting people. So one of my days, I was staying at a hostel in Jerusalem, but I decided to take a bus, a Palestinian-labeled bus. There are two routes that you take. There are Israeli buses and roads. There are Palestinian buses and roads. I took a Palestinian bus into the West Bank, into the city of Bethlehem. And there are many, many checkpoints. There's a lot of security that happens along the way. There's actually a photo. When you go to Bethlehem, there's a lot of them work in olive wood. There's these various trinkets and things that you can buy. You can put that first one up for me if you want. Right up here, I got this nativity scene that features actually the separation wall, and you can show them the other side too if you want. On one side, you have the nativity. On the other side, you can go back. You have the wise men trying to go visit Jesus.